Podcast.com.
Death is the one ultimate and unavoidable fact of life, and preoccupies all people's thoughts at one time or another. Whatever view we may take of life and of ourselves is inevitably coloured by death. Everything living bends before the might of death. Death is both repulsive, exposing the fragility of life and insignificance of the human ego, and absolutely necessary through the rotting and decomposition of the old. It embodies all human fears. Modern man's reaction to death is unrealistic and unhealthy. We shy from the truth of death, in particular our own death, as much as we possibly can. Our science and medicine make their express aim the sustaining of life, as though it were in battle with death, working even to preserve and perpetuate life beyond what may be considered a reasonable level of quality. Our religions construct fanciful and unrealistic accounts of eternal life post-mortem to comfort and distract ourselves from the truth, and our values and morality disdain all that reflects death, whether it be the inherent inequality of mankind or the violence which we are all capable of. Our cities are a monument to our petrifying fear of death and denial of its effect. The endless functionalistic structures of tarmac and concrete embody a state of undying and decaying sterility to which the neurotic modern mindset aspires. They are a reflection of modern people's desire to escape the inevitable, the fate of death. We try to mute out the reality of death, stamping out all signs and reminders of it from our own world. But as a consequence, we strip the world and our lives of all its meaning and beauty. Death validates life in ways that the utilitarian and materialistic outlook of our present age overlooks. Without it, we create imbalance and excess, but we cannot run from it forever.
Fly. ignorance will ever last eternally, and whose fate is blessings written in black. But you're condemning my thoughts, a gift eternally robbed, to rot in a box with a clear head, and all around the million voices of hell.
Yeah.
The transcendent view on death does not see it as an end, insomuch as life is not a beginning either. The world consists of more than just the individual as a material entity, or their conscious experience. Our body and our psyche are created from the universe, and once we die, return to the universe to be recycled into some new state of being or unbeing. Many ancient traditions describe this process by way of reincarnation, a perpetual cycle of birth and rebirth that emphasizes the inseparability of ourselves from time and the world around us, as well as diminishes the significance we place on our own individual life. Understanding that the individual life was of little value in the grand scheme of things, the ancients emphasized the ideal of overcoming fear of death. We can see this represented in the spiritual literature of the Celtic world by Tir na n Og, and in the Germanic tradition by Valhalla, whereby the path to eternal life was alone won through heroic deed and the overcoming of death. The worldview of the ancients, however, is deeply contrasted with the outlook of the modern age, which in refusing to come to terms with death glosses over reality and allows meaningless sentimentalism to take the place of truth and imagination.
Yourself.
deny death, we deny nature, and we deny reality. By fleeing from it, we enclose ourselves into a very narrow part of the world where it is possible to ignore wider reality. But once we do this, we may as well be dead for lack of any interaction with life. Running from death is itself impossible, but destroys our relationship with the natural world and pushes us unwittingly closer to the thing we feared, just as in the symbolism of the tragedy of Oedipus. Death is neither something we can remove from life nor avoid by closing our eyes to the reality of it. It plays an intrinsic part in all life and cannot be overcome, nor would we wish to overcome it if we took a truly transcendent view of the world. Without death, there can be no beauty, no triumph, and indeed no life.